Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello, my fabulous, fantastic, and of course, super sexy audience. All right, we're gonna have an interesting conversation. It may not be as sexy as I'd like it to be. Can't be sexy all the time. Sometimes we got to talk about the other things that interfere in our sexiness so that we can, you know, find the orgasmic life. So today's topic is about how emitting and saying you're scared or afraid of something is sometimes scarier than the thing that you're scared of. And that's our topic today. And I wanted to have this conversation for, you know, for all of you really, like, you know, got your shit together, tough, always on top of shit, you know, you're fearless, you know, you're a risk taker. You know, this is who I'm talking to. I know, because I'm one of you. So I thought this was an important conversation to have, because I recently just had this conversation with one of my clients. And as always, I know you like to know where my inspiration for the topic comes from. So I'll give you the backstory. So about a year ago, one of my clients freaked out and stopped coming to see me. And, you know, he had been a client of mine for like 5 years. So we had been on many adventures and explored many things together in the dungeon. And I couldn't quite figure out, I couldn't get out of him, like, what's going on. And, you know, he's like, oh, well, I got other projects on the go, or there's other things I need to do, or there's, you know, I want to work on this renovation for my house and spend my money there. And, you know, and then, you know, over the year, we've been in contact and, you know, checking in, and, you know, we've had some exchanges, and, you know, and I'm, you know, after the exchange, I'm like, so when are you getting your ass back in the dungeon? And it's always been like, well, I don't know yet, maybe. All these things. And so I was like, what's going on? He's like, nothing's going on. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. I'm like, okay. So this week, I was like, okay, I reached out to him this week, and I needed a demo, because we're doing a photo shoot, and I needed a subby that would be comfortable being in front of the camera and doing a photo shoot with me and Mistress Dana. And so I reached out, because I thought, oh, he'd be great. You know, we've done pictures before, and he loves it. So he would be great. And it'd be a great way for him to come, you know, remind him to get back in the dungeon. And it's a safe space, and, you know, see if we can figure out what's going on. So I sent a message, hey, you want to come do the photo shoot? And he's like, yeah, that'd be great. I said, awesome. See you on Thursday. And then he finally shared with me that, you know, kind of through a couple different texts, but he finally shared with me that being on camera, like being on video and exploring something new, which is what we had intended to do, was too much. One or the other would be fine, but both of them together is just too much. And he freaked out and he got stressed out and, and he ran away. And so I was like, oh, thank you so much for sharing that. You could have just told me and we wouldn't have done the things. And because, it's important, this is an important piece of, for anybody who's going to come spend time with me in the dungeon or any past clients that might be listening to this episode and being like, oh, maybe that's why I haven't been back in a while. And like, I really want everybody to know that it's no fun if everybody doesn't feel safe. And if somebody is like uncomfortable with something, we need to modify it so that everybody is working, everybody is exploring in their space that feels safe for them. And it's okay to kind of push our boundaries a little bit, but I only ever want to do that within a safe, in safety. When we may need to move something slower, or we may need to take it back a notch, or we may need to do, adapt in a different way, what it is that we're wanting to explore. But I have no problem, and it's only good for me if my client and my subbie feels safe. Them being afraid and freaking out and being stressed out doesn't create this beautiful experience of them being able to surrender, me being able to explore, us exploring together, because it is, even though there's a power dynamic and I'm, in charge and they give over their power and they're submissive, we are a team, and it's not good if either one of us don't feel safe. And that, when I say safe, I mean like not afraid. There's a certain level of like, okay, I'm uncomfortable and I can, we can, and even then, somebody's feeling really freaking out a little bit or feeling panicky or anxious or gonna, scared of whatever it is that we are gonna explore, then we talk about it and we take it slow and we move it a little bit. And if that's why we have our safe words, and it's important. Okay. So, any past clients who are listening, if there's something that freaked you out or something that you're like, I really want this, but I'm terrified of it and I can't admit it, it's okay. You don't have to worry about disappointing me. It's not a disappointment for me. I want you to feel comfortable. And so I just passed that along to my subby, and he was like, so then he sent me another message, which is what inspired me to have this conversation with you guys, is that he's like, sometimes admitting that you're scared and saying that you're scared of something is scarier than the thing that you're scared of. And that's really true. So that's what brought us to this topic. So let's talk about that. Why is it scary to admit that you're afraid of something and then ask and tell somebody that you're afraid of it so that we can modify it or change it or do something different or talk through it? So let's start with often when, us tough, we got all our shit together and we're fearless people. It's often created as a child that it wasn't safe to admit that you were afraid, that being scared would be seen as a weakness or a vulnerability, and that it may not have been a safe environment to be weak or vulnerable, because that would not keep you safe and could put you in danger. It's kind of like, depending on what kind of environment you grew up in, it's kind of like the Serengeti, survival of the fittest. The weak get preyed upon. And so if you grew up with that kind of household or experience or school or any of those kinds of places where the weak get picked on or get hurt or get preyed upon, then either you may not have been the one that got preyed upon, but you might have watched it. It can also happen from observing it from happening from somebody else, and you would deem being vulnerable, scared, and sharing that you're scared and admitting that you're scared as a vulnerability, which then you wouldn't want to be preyed upon. And so that's part of often where that is created, that weakness is not safe. Vulnerability is not safe. Admitting that you're scared makes you vul feels that makes you vulnerable, which means that you're weak, and then you may be preyed upon. So if you have that, which most likely you do, if this topic is really resonating with you, then the only thing you can do is just heal that and start with the process of being like, okay, who do I risk sharing that with? You don't risk sharing it with people that are jackasses and assholes and, survival of the fittest and, are ready to like jump or, pick on or, take that, use that as against you. So, if whether it's your work environment, your friendship environment, your family environment, your relationship environment, depending on where that lives, those are not the place that you risk this, okay? Because you're right. Showing weakness in that environment is not a safe experience. But you need to start to learn where it's safe to admit that you're scared and to try to create safe spaces and safe people for that. So if you don't have anybody yet, because often we don't. All right. If you don't have anybody yet, then I would recommend them reaching out to get a professional. So, reaching out to me if you feel comfortable and you're called to, want me to help you work through that, or reaching out to a therapist or a counselor. I would start there where the person is paid to create a safe environment for you to risk. And to communicate and to practice how to say things and to know that they got you and that it's safe and there's no judgment and there's nothing that's going to happen. There's nothing bad that's going to happen from you admitting that you're scared. And so I would start there. And once you start to work in that, then you can start to recognize, oh, you know what, this feels okay. And you know what, I kind of need a couple of places in my life where I can be vulnerable and I can risk and I can share that I'm scared. And so that's an important thing in my life. And I feel it feels good to be able to, because here's the thing, when you're in environments where it's safe to do so, and all you have to do, so we talked about my client spent a whole year freaking out and missing out on so many great spankings. So many great spankings missed out on. And I am a very safe person and I totally get it. And, we could have just modified what it was that he was afraid of because I want him to not be afraid. Because that's not good for me either. It's not fun for me either. It's not sexy for me either. So he missed out. So once you realize that you're like, oh, when I'm in a safe environment to ask and to tell somebody, hey, I'm afraid right now. And the person can like hold space for you and say, that's okay. Do we need to not do it? Do we need to do something different? Did you just need to say it out loud and you still want to do the thing? Like, giving you options. And it helps us to move through that fear. It helps us to conquer that fear. And we don't have to do it by ourselves. Often when we are like, we got to keep it all in and we kind of suppress it and like, it's not safe. And so, we just conquer it. And often we'll like white knuckle things. We're afraid of things because we're human and we're all afraid of stuff. And we're all uncomfortable with things. So usually what we'll do is either A, avoid it altogether, or B, grin and bear it. We're gonna grin and bear it, white knuckle through it, and then we're just gonna push ourselves through it. And we'll use whatever strategy that we need to do. So we might numb it out with drugs or alcohol. We may numb it out with sex. We may, just get angry so we can like be then we like we're like a Viking like going into battle, right? Like you like pump yourself up and just go through it and get her done. So like there's different ways in which we can like force ourselves to do it, but the problem is that we then don't really overcome our fear. We don't really embrace the experience. We're just kind of surviving the experience, and we miss out on what that experience and the joy of that experience and all the wonderful things that that experience was all about. And so when we like white knuckle it, which is great, you're skilled. We already know you're skilled at doing that. And so like, what about adding a new skill? Like we're adding a new skill of, being again is embracing being fearless, which is basically all being fearless is acknowledging that you have fear and moving through it. So we can move through it in the whole our normal typical way, or we can have like a little buddy that we can just admit, hey, we're scared. Like I know for me, admitting that I'm scared often is enough. Like I said, for me in the past, it was like admitting that I was scared was scarier than actually the thing I was afraid of. And often when I would admit it out loud, and if I especially admitted it out loud to somebody who was safe to, then it was like, oh, yeah, well, maybe I don't need to be afraid of that. What exactly is it that I'm afraid of? And then I would like talk it through and then realize, oh, right, like that's not really scary. Like I'm not gonna die. No one's trying to eat me. That's not something for me to be afraid of. I can, I totally wanna do that. Let's go explore that. And I may need to modify it so that it might take baby steps instead of doing what I typically do is I'm kind of like a go all in and then realize, ooh, that was too much. I like kind of go from the ground to the roof instead of like taking the steps, climbing the ladder one step at a time. I typically that's not how I kind of roll. I'm kind of like, oh, I'm gonna do this thing. I'm gonna make it the most challenging possible. Then I'm like, oh shit, that was a little too much. Right, let's take it down a notch. All right. And so I kind of tend to move down the ladder backwards instead of going up forward. Okay, so we all have quirks. But admitting that out loud and saying that to somebody else helps me move through it, helps me to see what am I afraid of and how can I do it in a way that doesn't make me have a feel like I'm gonna die or a panic attack or want to run away or I need to white knuckle through it or I need to rally and get angry and get out of my fucking way, right? Right. And then I can move and enjoy the experience. And I often this is the other thing that often people don't, that are like us, that don't realize is that everybody is afraid about everything all the time. And when we say out loud, hey, this is kind of scary, I'm kind of scared, or I'm kind of nervous right now, or I'm freaking out a little bit, or I'm kind of uncomfortable. When we say that, it like allows the other person in the experience to be like, oh, right. Yeah, me too. And it's so that nobody has to pretend that they're not afraid and no one has to white knuckle it. No one has to use their tactics or coping strategies to get through this experience. It becomes, and everybody in this on their own path through it, it becomes like here we're sharing and we're being vulnerable together. And through vulnerability and honesty in our vulnerability, we create a deeper connection and a deeper bond with each other. Because we're a team, we're in it together. So there's a lot of benefits. But like I said, don't start going all around if you tend to it's it, it if you tend to not the idea of share saying that I'm afraid of something is more terrifying than the thing you're afraid of, it probably means that there is a reason why that was created within you, which was either you watched vulnerable people be preyed on, or you were once vulnerable and expressed it, and you were preyed upon, and it was used against you, and something bad happened. And if that's the case, that programming is deeply programmed into you, which means you probably have figured out how to navigate your life, and you probably have not found the safe people. You probably have many spaces in your life where it is survival of the fittest, and you thrive because you have that skill. So don't test this in those environments, please, because then it'll just be a self-fulfilling prophecy. And you'll be like, see, this is why we don't do that. Fuck that shit. Right? So if you don't have any safe people, then go hire a safe person to learn how to do this with. Then that safe person can teach you how to go find and create those relationships in your life. And then you can have those safe people that you share that with. Okay? And it's well worth it because then you can ask for what you need. You can start asking for what you need in the safe environments. And once you get really good at it, you can start asking for what you need in the maybe not so safe environments, but you don't care because you know you're safe. Because you deserve to get what you need and what you want. All right. Okay, I think that's it. That's it. That's all. And as always, please reach out. If you feel called to work with me, we can do some coaching sessions and we can clear the stuff I've been talking about. Or if you're like, ooh, I really like to get some spankings, you can reach out to me. Not just all about spankings, it's also about the emotional side of things, psychological side. So you're ready for spankings. All right, until next time, stay curious, stay honest, and of course, stay horny. Bye-bye. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know because I'm a little bit of a voyeur. So I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please. Please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.